It's the Textination Week podcast. I'm Fred Fishkin. Welcome to the compilation of this week's Textination reports and more. Google has unveiled the Pixel 6a, an impressive new phone using the company's Tensor chip that will arrive this summer for a relatively inexpensive $449. The camera isn't on par with what you'll find in the Pixel 6 or Pixel 6 Pro, but for the price, it's looking pretty good. At the Google I.O. gathering, Senior Vice President Rick Osterloh said the Pixel 7 will arrive this fall, along with a highly anticipated Pixel Watch.
It features an improved Wear OS UI. It's all designed to be tappable, voice-enabled, and glanceable. And with Google Maps, you can get directions on the go, even without your phone.
The Pixel Watch will also incorporate Fitbit, a Google acquisition. Again, it won't arrive until the fall. There's lots of competition in the soundbar business, and while Roku may not be the most obvious choice over some well-known speaker brands, it may be the best choice for many. Roku's StreamBar Pro, with streaming capability built in, is very good as a standalone, but you can easily build onto the system with two add-on speakers, or four, and a subwoofer too. An app makes setup simple, and Roku has hired a team in Denmark to create high-quality yet affordable sound. Ryan Muller is VP of Engineering, a veteran of Bang & Olufsen.
We have sort of a performance goal, what type of audio quality or audio power. And it's finding those, the right compromises, if you want, and the right optimizations to achieve that in a product.
The enhanced remote with a headphone jack is a plus. Pricing starts at under $180. It's gift-giving season, and if you have a marine life lover on your list, or maybe that's you, National Geographic photographer David Litschwager has a book you'll want to get your tentacles on. Octopus, Seahorse, Jellyfish is the title. And he spent a dozen years traveling the world with 500 pounds of studio gear to make it happen. The images and the accompanying articles are eye-opening, and that's especially true of one octopus photographed in the Solomon Islands.
It covers about 8 pages in a book, but you wouldn't recognize it from page to page, because it has such a diverse way of showing itself to the world. It starts out a little tiny ball, and then at the end, it's this puff of black ink as it squirts away.
Octopus, Seahorse, Jellyfish from David Litschwager and National Geographic. Lenovo is rolling out a new line of slim laptops this spring that have features tailored to hybrid work environments. There are Intel and AMD processor models of the Slim 7 machines, and the flagship is the Lenovo Slim 9i. Senior technologist Lee Highsmith says the company is improving the user experience through artificial intelligence.
We're using what we call the AI Engine Plus in all of these machines to not just do better security things like presence detection, encryption, et cetera, but also give you better battery life, better performance, kind of understand sort of what you're doing and focus things like the GPU or the CPU, depending on the task at hand.
We'll have more on what's new on the gaming side coming up. Head to Lenovo.com for more. Gaming computers have become popular not just among video game enthusiasts these days. Creators love to take advantage of the speed and graphics capabilities too. And Lenovo is updating its Legion 7 line of laptops. There are the lightweight Legion Slim 7 machines at just over 4 pounds, and then there are the new 16-inch powerhouse models in both AMD and Intel flavors.
More than just the size, it's the aspect ratio. So we're at 16 by 10 aspect ratio on both of these, which gives you 11% more space, and it lets us keep the footprint almost exactly the same as the previous generation.
Senior technologist Kevin Beck, who adds gamers will be attracted to a new vapor chamber cooling system as well. And the battery capacity is the biggest you'll find on a 16-inch gaming laptop. Those are our reports for this week. You can find a full archive of reports and complete interviews at textination.com. Thanks for listening. Now this. It takes a lot of listening to build a better radio. And that's just what the folks at Sea Crane have done. Bob Crane and his crew, nestled among the rivers and tallest trees in the world in Fortuna, California, have made a habit of listening to their customers. And that's just what they've done in building the CC Skywave SSB, the Swiss Army knife of portable radios. For everyday listening to AM or FM in the yard or patio or on the nightstand, without having to drain a mobile phone battery, it's a great companion. But it is also a companion equipped for NOAA weather information and alerts that can be life-saving. You can listen to FEMA and Coast Guard transmissions, too. Beyond all of that, you can tune into shortwave signals from around the world. It's compact, easy to take with you, and built to last. The CC SkyWave SSB. Click on the link at textination.com.